Strange factors at work. Separated from the full context of the chapter, the above statements concerning God's relation to those involved in the conflict may seem severe. However, her portrayal of conditions, no doubt based on both special insights and reports of what was going on, sets the stage. There were, among statesmen and generals, disloyalties, treachery, greed, and determination to use the war for personal advancement and supremacy. These elements removed from the Union forces the singleness of purpose necessary to reach a quick victory, and the crime of slavery prevented success to attend the South. In addition, Ellen White brings to view in this chapter another factor, that of the spiritualistic influence of evil angels guiding some of the generals in their decisions and strategies. Very many men in authority, generals and officers, act in conformity with instructions communicated by spirits. The spirits of devils, professing to be dead warriors and skillful generals, communicate with men in authority and control many of their movements. One general has directions from these spirits to make special moves and is flattered with the hope of success. Another receives directions which differ widely from those given to the first. Sometimes those who follow the directions given obtain a victory, but more frequently they meet with defeat. She contrasted the guidance God would give with that of the great adversary, Satan himself. The great leading rebel general, Satan, is acquainted with the transactions of this war, and he directs his angels to assume the form of dead generals, to imitate their manners, and exhibit their peculiar traits of character. The leaders in the army really believe that the spirits of their friends and of dead warriors, the fathers of the Revolutionary War, are guiding them. If they were not under the strongest fascinating deception, they would begin to think that the warriors, supposedly, in heaven, did not manifest good and successful generalship, or had forgotten their famed earthly skill. Instead of the leading men in this war trusting in the God of Israel, and directing their armies to trust in the only one who can deliver them from their enemies, the majority inquire of the prince of devils and trust in him. Said the angel, "How can God prosper such a people? If they would look to and trust in him, if they would only come where he could help them, according to his own glory, he would readily do it."